This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An assault weapons ban is advancing at the state capitol. The bill would define an assault-style weapon and ban their sale and transfer. It would not be illegal to own them. People who already own those guns would be able to keep them. Four members of Colorado's Democratic State Central Committee have filed a formal complaint with the state party, asking to remove a vice chair from her leadership position. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The woman is Sheena Cotty. Earlier this week, CPR reported that for over a year, Cotty publicly accused Democratic Representative Leslie Herod of being a sexual predator and urged other Democrats to cut ties with her. A Denver County judge found Cotty's claims to be wholly unsubstantiated. Herod was recently granted a year-long protection order from Cotty. Top Democrats say they want to bar Cotty from party events and that she violated the party's code of conduct. It takes a vote of the Central Committee to officially remove someone, and the state chair has also called for her resignation. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Democratic U.S. Representative Jonah Goose has a new leadership title. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The House Democratic Caucus elected Neguse to be the new Assistant Minority Leader unanimously. He ran unopposed to succeed Democratic stalwart James Clyburn. Neguse says he's excited by the opportunity to continue to bring a Western voice to the leadership table and serve the caucus.
And find ways to ensure that we're amplifying our work and putting people over politics.
The last Coloradan to sit at the top levels of House leadership was Edward Thomas Taylor, who was Democratic caucus chair in the 1930s. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Weld County Sheriff's Office has reduced services to deal with a staffing shortage at the county jail. Sheriff Stephen Reams announced this week that his office is temporarily suspending animal control services and taking calls on a case-by-case basis. Some employees will be temporarily relocated to the jail. This is CPR News.